Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Well, voter registration might change in Massachusetts. Two bills pending at the State House would do so. One would allow same-day voter registration. The other would allow the automatic registration of eligible voters, a so-called motor voter law. Last month, Attorney General Maura Healey gave her support, saying that automatic registration would help bring almost 700,000 unregistered eligible Bay State voters to the polls. Oregon is one state that has already implemented automatic registration, and the former Oregon Secretary of State and current head of the Democratic Party of Oregon, Jean Atkins, was on Beacon Hill talking about that experience with Massachusetts leaders today. She's with us in the studio right now. Jean Atkins, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much.
So 10 other states in the District of Columbia have implemented motor voter laws. The first among them, as we said, Oregon in 2016. How does it work there?
Well, every day the Department of Motor Vehicles takes a look at the data that has come through that day for people who have registered for a new driver's license, renewed a driver's license or a permit or an ID card, and takes the data for those who meet the qualifications of being a voter. They have an appropriate age, they have an appropriate residence address, they have an appropriate citizenship status, and they give a report to the Secretary of State's office. Mm-hmm. We match that against our centralized voter registration database. And if somebody isn't registered, we start a process, a 21-day process for them to become registered. We let them know by mail. They can opt out. They can add a party registration, which is the one thing the DMV doesn't collect. And through that process, now we're about at 425,000 folks have registered through the first 2 years of the program.
Wow. And so do you know how it may have affected in terms of political affiliation?
Those that do return the card and ask to be affiliated with a party are doing so at approximately the same rates as our regular registration process. So we're a slightly Democratic edge registered state, and slightly more of them register as Democrats. But it does not seem to have an impact on the overall voter registration of the state.
And how about participation? Are those folks who are being automatically registered actually voting?
We were very lucky to start in January of 2016 and have a very big election in November of 2016, as we did in every state. And at that point, we had about 275,000 folks who had been registered, and almost 100,000 of them voted in November. Hmm. That's a lower percentage than those who have been registered traditionally. But overall, the proportion of qualified Oregonians who participated in that November 2016 election was higher than it's ever been.
It's higher because, you know, that's an argument, right?
Right.
We've heard this from Sean Harrington, who's a member of the Republican State Committee in Massachusetts, talking about implementing automatic voter registration like that here in this state. And he says, you know, this is not a remedy for low turnout. All it does is register people who don't really want to vote anyway.
Well, that wasn't our experience last November, and maybe proportionately they will vote at a slightly less of a rate. But adding 100,000 voters into the pool for our November election and recognizing what an increase that made in the qualified people participating, it was a very positive result.
Here in Massachusetts, it might be a little different. I'm told that the proposal would let the Registry of Motor Vehicles here and MassHealth, the state-subsidized health insurance program, add eligible voters to the rolls, and then they would have to opt out if they were to be included. In your talks with Beacon Hill leaders today, did you get into that nitty-gritty of the legislation?
I did learn that they were going to do that as well. Most states have some connection with their human services programs because a National Voter Registration Act requires that you give people the opportunity to register. Massachusetts may be breaking some ground here with respect to the MassHealth automatic voter registration. But we certainly know that not everybody gets a driver's license. And the point is for everybody who has this opportunity and to flip the switch to opt out as opposed to opt in, I think really makes a psychological difference, and they will see greater participation all across the board.
You know, we've heard an awful lot about hacking And so I think protecting security in a case like this, particularly if you're dealing with two public entities like the Registry of Motor Vehicles in Massachusetts and then state subsidized health insurance, we've heard all sorts of folks having theories about whether there were Russians trying to get at our voter rolls and all of that. Right. I mean, how do you make sure that this information is secure?
Well, we have that problem no matter what, whether we change our systems or whether we add to our systems and make them more efficient. Certainly, you have to have security. These are not records that are being transferred over the internet from one agency to another. This is particular connection, IS connections that need to have all the security standards there. Most states have a connection already to the Department of Motor Vehicles. That's the way you get online registration and you capture a signature from your driver's license record to be to be added to your voter registration. So we are into an online system. Back in the day, we worried that people were going to turn in a bunch of fraudulent voter cards and mess up the system. You do have to protect against those things, but we also can implement security to help us.
Have you done that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. We were one of the states who, from some foreign sources, we don't always know who saw evidence that they were pinging and trying to get into our system. But with the kind of random and constant monitoring, we were always able to identify and block anything that came our way. There isn't a perfect solution to that now that we're in a digital age, but we don't think that the automatic voter registration system adds risk into the system. It actually makes it more accurate and a much more efficient way to do our business.
And what about costs? Were there additional costs?
There was an additional investment, and we particularly focused on making sure that the county clerks, and in our state, it's the counties that do the election work ultimately, that they got a little extra compensation for additional registrants coming into the system. And we had to do some, obviously, programming work and application development to do the matching that we needed, and so there was investment there. But we think the savings on the other end, more savings than we would have predicted around the fact that now we have up-to-date addresses for all our voters. And in a state like Oregon, where we mail ballots to the voters, that was very important. And the counties all reported many fewer returned ballots, which is a cost savings over the long run.
Hmm. Just briefly, any advice to Massachusetts, having gone through this, if Massachusetts does it, what's a big bit of advice?
Well, I think there's a lot of concern. There was in Oregon, I think that it's been raised here, that people will reject the notion somehow that we are automatically registering and asking them to opt out. There certainly were a few of those folks in Oregon, and they do opt out, and sometimes they do it vociferously with a few little messages about why they didn't want to. But it was very, very minimal. And actually, there were folks who had been to the DMV and were not registered in time for the November election because of our voter registration deadline. And they protested. Oh, my gosh, I went to the DMV. I thought that meant I was registered, you know, but they weren't finally. So we think that the positive reaction really outweighs any of the negative reactions that the public has.
Okay. Jean Atkins served as Oregon's Secretary of State during their automatic registration rollout in 2016. She's now head of the Democratic Party of Oregon. Jean, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.